This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Most of us would agree that being healthy is important. We are inundated with articles in health magazines talking about the latest fad diets or adverts that offer potential miracle cures for obesity that are often too good to be true. One of the latest crazes is fasting, often referred to as intermittent fasting. But what is it, and how can it help us to lose weight? Fasting refers to a period of abstinence from consuming food. The idea of intermittent fasting is to reduce calories over a certain number of days or hours, rather than a sustained period. It has been linked to longevity and generally improved health. It also helps those interested in keeping off the weight or dropping a few pounds. There are also different ways to fast. For example, in the 5-2 diet, you eat normally on 5 days of a week and reduce your calorie intake on the other two. Then there's a restricted hours diet that sees people only eating during a limited part of the day, for example, over 8 hours. But is it for everyone? Well, before we get to that, let's look at some of the possible benefits. A study published on the National Library of Medicine website suggests that intermittent fasting may help with the control of blood sugar and potentially lower the risk of diabetes. However, more research on this is needed. Other studies have claimed that some form of intermittent fasting may help to prevent some diseases, aid with metabolism, slow the aging process, support brain function, and help to shed weight. And what about the downsides? Well, this diet is not for everyone. Fasting might not suit those who are underweight or with a long-term medical condition. Fasting may cause some people to experience symptoms such as headaches or make them prone to overeating after a reduced calorie intake day. As with many diets, it's always wise to speak to your doctor or weight loss professional before changing your eating habits. And at the end of the day, it could just come down to what lifestyle choice suits you.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.